Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. Okay, you know what time it is. It is time for the power walk. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you something. I was watching a committee meeting yesterday because I've been following social media bills in the Florida House. And boy, one of the lawmakers that got real, real spicy, making comments about how there's been critics calling some of the lawmakers performative, and it seemed like bar for bar. And it's interesting because that lawmaker shouldn't have access to my page, but nonetheless, here we are. And I said what I said. If you're passing legislation that has no impact and then saying that you're doing something that's not actually happening, that is performative. I don't need to go back and forth about it. And with that being said, these cell phones. So, headline, Leon County High School, 10th grader was asked not to be drinking in class and to put the cell phone up. All right. Well, that resulted in the student being arrested for assaulting the teacher. Insert this school. You have a child that is bringing a weapon on campus. And the allegation is that students are bringing weapons on campus because they don't feel safe because there's persistent bullying that's happening online and offline. So I get it. We need to protect our children. However, we can't have selective outrage or participation about policy. And then that same lawmaker was like, if they have so much to say, they could be here. Well, you know, there's actually a black woman that's trying to do that. However, comma, you, representative, are making phone calls telling people to hold their endorsement because you want your district aide to file. Do I smell ethics violation? I'll be the one to snitch. I don't care. I'ma tell it. And for the black leaders in the community that I'm talking about that's decided to sit on the sideline when there is no concrete evidence that anything has happened between the two parties, you complicit in it. That's what I'm talking about. Gatekeepers that's trying to hold a gate that they don't own. How you keep saying my seat, my seat, my seat, and it's the people's seat. But the voters are going to make the decision at the end of the day. I felt good getting that off my chest. We have to agree to move forward with intention as it relates to the political space. In different communities, you have gatekeepers. These are folks that believe that in order to get access to something, you have to go through them. Thus, them keeping the gate and having access to open the gate if they see fit for the gate to be open. What I'm telling you is that if God has something for you, there is no gatekeeper that can withhold any access that you need to have. Let me say that again. When God puts something on your spirit and your heart to do, no weapon formed against you, whether gatekeeper, whether dishonorable people, whether folks that are so strong in their ego, can come against you. And I have to remind people that as they're out here, and have to remind myself of that, because you'll have people that will act as if their endorsement is the green light to something. You are important. You are valuable. The affirmation of today is that you don't need confirmation from people who need deliverance from God. God has already given you the green light. This circles back to what I said earlier about how you have complicit gatekeepers that are trying to hold a gate that they don't own and trying to tell you what you can or cannot do and how you should or should not move. And it's not their place. God has given you an assignment. Follow it. Honor it. But there are going to be people that will try to derail you from your assignment. And I want to remind y'all that the devil at times did good deeds to keep his identity hidden. Look at this sun. Sunshine on me. Sunshine on me. Yeah. It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day. We outside. Walking it away, moving my body, doing the thing. People like receipts, don't, so have your receipts. Glory to God, amen. And that concludes the power walk. There's a lot going on, and we need to protect our children. And the resource for you to go to, checkthecellphone.com, subscribe to the mailing list. If you need an accountability partner with your workouts and want to get updates and encouragement and support and prayers, join the accountability circle. It's free on Telegram. Make today amazing. I'm rooting for you. I'm sending you love. And I just know that in the midst of the things that you're going through, that everything is going to be all right. And it might not be all right now. And you might not be okay. But just know that you have someone on the internet that loves you and that is praying for you. And if you want some intentional time with me, connect with me on my website, biancagoolsby.com/connect, and book some time on my calendar. You get 30 minutes for free. Let's chat. Let's connect. Let's build. Let's pray. Because it's going to take all hands on deck out here with a lot of the different things that are going on. There's only one you. So remember that as you're moving today. Don't let folks derail you from your path and shining your light. You're truly one of a kind. And you have a purpose and a mission. And continue to operate in that. And if you're going to take the pledge, when you do it, honor the three keys. Accountability, transparency, and integrity. Bye.